Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a big election in Myanmar. Vote counting is underway following the nation's first free election in a quarter of a century. Election officials say the turnout was 80%. Democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi's NLD party is expected to gain the majority of votes, but she herself will not be the next president of the country. VOA correspondent Steve Herman explains.
One thing is certain, she will not be the president. The military junta, when it had absolute power, made sure of that, putting a clause into the Constitution prohibiting anyone who has a husband or a foreign spouse or children from taking the presidency. That was, of course, meant to prevent Suu Kyi from taking that highest office. So the NLD, if it is able to select the president by itself or in coalition with other parties, we'll have to choose somebody else until they have the power to change the Constitution.
VOA correspondent Steve Herman. Europeans are leaving the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh by the thousands. The exodus follows the recent airline crash that killed hundreds of Russian tourists. Basil Ketter is a manager of a hotel at the resort.
I can tell you that before the incident, we were at about 92% occupancy, guests in house, doing quite well. Now here we are a week later, we're at 60% occupancy.
Militants claiming affiliation with the Islamic State group claimed the attack. However, the head of Egypt's investigation team says no conclusions have been reached about what brought the airliner down. Gunmen stormed into a bar in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, late Saturday and killed at least 9 people. Witnesses said the attackers ordered people sitting outside to come inside the building and then opened fire. Witnesses tell the French news agency the gunmen wore police uniforms. This is VOA News.